And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come and see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. A probation case involving Danette Wynn Tashker is reaching a critical point. Ms. Tashner faces potential conviction after failing to complete a court-ordered Thinking Matters course, citing financial difficulties. The court has given her a final chance. She must either complete the $115 course by March 22nd or perform 12 hours of community service. All proof must be submitted before a review hearing on March 27th. Failure to comply will result in immediate consequences, including conviction or an unsuccessful discharge from probation. Ms. Tashner is also on a payment plan, owing $20 a month towards fines and cost, with the first payment due by the end of February. She still owes $65 in restitution at this time, and the court emphasized strict adherence, warning that mispayments or appearances could lead to additional fees or even jail time. And a former Michigan Department of Corrections officer from Saginaw will serve jail time after admitting to smuggling drugs into a state prison. 64-year-old Kernef Jackson pleaded guilty to 9 felony counts, including multiple charges of delivering small quantities of narcotics for bringing drugs into the St. Louis Correctional Facility in Gratiot County about 2 years ago. Due to conflicts of interest, a Midland County Judge Stephen Karras presided over the case since Jackson's brother serves as a Saginaw County Circuit Court judge. Karras sentenced Jackson to 300 days in jail, giving him credit for 3 days already served, followed by 3 years of probation. Prosecutors did not recommend a prison term, leaving the decision to the judge. 2 others were also charged in connection with the case. Inmate Gregory Jones, who received an additional 7-year sentence, and his daughter Berlin Oliver, who will be sentenced later this month. In Sanilac County's Watertown Township Board of Trustees is considering taking legal action against a board member. The township's legal counsel advised the board to take action against Treasurer Sheila Coates for alleged malfeasance, negligence, and not fulfilling the financial duties of the office, because some irregularities were found in the township's finances. The board decided a forensic audit was necessary, and it was done last month. Allegedly, that prompted the township's attorney to recommend legal action. And Vincent Michael Sego has accepted a plea deal, avoiding jail time at a domestic dispute case. Siegel pleaded no contest to disorderly person jostling, a misdemeanor, with the original charges dismissed. His attorney, Andrew Lockhart, stated the no contest plea was a strategic move to protect Siegel from potential civil liability stemming from an altercation with his father on January 1st, 2026, which involved pushing and shoving, but no reported injuries. The court imposed fines and costs totaling $675, with a $350 bond applied. Sego now owes $360, payable at $30 a month over the next year. The judge warned that missing payments could lead to additional fees or a bench warrant. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Hi, Todd Bowers here with More Motors in Cairo. At More Motors in Cairo, we know a lot of folks drive past bigger towns and bigger dealerships every day, and that's fine because the people who stop here aren't looking for the biggest place, they're looking for the right place, the best place. Around here, a dealership isn't just where you buy a vehicle. It's where you bring your kids when they're ready for their first car. It's where you trust us with your vehicle when it needs service. And it's where you expect to be treated with respect, because that's how it should be. At More Motors, customer service isn't just a slogan. It's the way we've always done things. When you shop More Motors, we take the time to listen. We explain things clearly. We don't rush you, and we don't push you. We help you find what fits your life, your family, and your budget. And when you come back for service, you'll see the same familiar faces, people who know your name, know your vehicle, and know how important it is to keep you on the road. More Motors is proud to be part of the Thumb community, where we've earned trust the right way, one customer at a time. If you're looking for a dealer that treats you like a neighbor, you'll find it here at More Motors. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
And we are back. That was a message from our sponsor, More Motors. And you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for weather, obituary, news, cancellations, and more.